Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Sunday, December 11th, 2022. The Mojave Desert Land Trust, or MDLT, has announced some new land acquisitions. The first is 232 acres in the southwestern corner of Death Valley National Park in the Crystal Hills, a low mountain range area known for a 120-mile-long monorail that operated in the 1920s and carried epsomite from the mines. The land trust helped purchase the private land from willing sellers from within the national park. An additional 640-acre property in a remote area of the Mojave Trails National Monument has also been secured. MDLT says the land is extremely remote with signs of abundant wildlife in the property's sand dunes. In the Mojave National Preserve, 140 acres of land has been conserved, with mines either being boarded up or fitted for wildlife ramps in case animals become trapped in the old mine shafts. The recent acquisitions add to over 100,000 acres of desert land that the Mojave Desert Land Trust has conserved. For links to their report with more information on recent MDLT acquisitions, you can see this story at Z1077FM.com. Holiday travel is ramping up, and with high gas prices and scarcity for Uber and Lyft in the Morongo Basin, consider our overlooked public transit system. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart recently did and is here with the story.
I was recently tasked with picking up my partner's car at the Palm Springs Airport, and instead of transferring the burden to someone else driving me all the way to Riverside County, I took a chance on our own basin transit system for my first time. With a stop at the end of my street in front of Morongo Valley's Can-Do Country Market, it was almost too easy, and right on time at 9:55 a.m. $5 and a relaxing half hour later, I had made it safe and swift to the airport, taking in the scenery I wouldn't have seen in a car with my eyes fixated on the road. For those looking to commute from the Morongo Basin to Palm Springs for work or play this holiday season, Basin Transit's Park and Ride in Yucca Valley is also a convenient and accommodating option. Located on Kickapoo and 29 Palms Highway, the Park and Ride offers a safe and spacious lot to park your vehicle for the day or overnight. Remember, that time commuting in our cars is often time we never get back. Using Basin Transit, we could sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride however we like to pass the time. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
The City of 29 Palms is inviting all licensed business owners to bring an ornament that represents your company to hang on the City Hall holiday tree. All ornaments are due to the City Hall by December 14th by 6 p.m. And Bruja Elixir is having a holiday bazaar today from 11 to 4. There's going to be live music with local artists, a variety of teas on service, and an array of handcrafted and unique gifts. Bruja Elixir is located at 61607 29 Palms Highway, right in downtown Joshua Tree. If you want to hear more great content produced here in the high desert, go to our website at z1077fm.com and click on podcasts, or search for Z1077 in the app of your choice. And that's your local news. You can hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077, I'm Robert Hayden.